Shalom, Australia. Hundreds of young Israelis gathered early on Thursday morning in the illegal settlement of Amona to protest the impending evacuation of some 40 families living there, hours after residents voted to reject a government deal to move them peacefully to a nearby plot of land. After the Amona residents rejected the compromise to move them, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called on parents not to let their children become involved in altercations with Tzahal. But last night, dozens more young people entered the settlement, intending to make the evacuation difficult to execute. Residents rejected the last Dutch offer, which would have seen them move to adjacent land on the same hill on Wednesday. Netanyahu insisted that the law on illegal construction must be egalitarian. The same law that necessitates the evacuation of Amona necessitates the evacuation of illegal construction elsewhere in our country. The Prime Minister said he would insist on enforcing laws on illegal construction in the Negev, in Wadi Ara, in the Galilee, in the centre, all over the country. He was apparently primarily referring to illegal construction by Israeli Arabs and Bedouins, where illegal construction laws have not been enforced for decades. Police said on Thursday they will launch a probe into allegations that Bayit Yehudi MK Nissim Slomianski sexually harassed several women amid increasing calls by Knesset members for him to resign. Slomianski was named after weeks of rumors following revelations in a Facebook page alleging multiple complaints against a member of the Bayit Yehudi party. After denying ever assaulting women, Slomianski issued an apology on Thursday evening, saying his well-known loving nature may have been misinterpreted. Palestinian Authority Chief Negotiator Saeb Erekat warned on Friday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plan to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem could destroy the peace process and send the region to a path of chaos, lawlessness, and extremism. Erekat responded to the Trump team's announcement that the president-elect has decided to appoint David Friedman, a hawkish American Jew, to the position of ambassador to Israel. Donald Trump's announcement of his cabinet is his business, Erekat said, but then added, what is not Donald Trump's business is to determine the capitals of other nations, especially when it comes to occupied East Jerusalem. Friedman, 57, an Orthodox Jew and Hebrew speaker, has been an outspoken and active supporter of the settlement movement and has argued that Israel doesn't face a demographic threat to its Jewish nature if it fails to separate from the Palestinians. Friedman serves as president of American Friends of Bet El Institutions, an organization that supports a large West Bank settlement just outside Ramallah. After Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah claimed last week that his government had received no aid from Washington in 2016, accusing the U.S. of imposing a financial siege on the Palestinians, it was revealed that the State Department has provided Ramallah with over $357 million in financial assistance in the past year. In addition, in 2016, the U.S. contributed $355 million to UNRWA, of which $95 million was earmarked for the West Bank and Gaza. In total, the U.S. gave around $712 million in aid to Palestinians in 2016 and is the world's largest supplier of such aid. A poster of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, doctored to make him look like Hitler, was briefly exhibited at Ramat Gan's Shenkar College of Art near Tel Aviv on Thursday. The work featured a black and white photo of the Prime Minister with the Hebrew word for incitement placed under his nose in a way that appears similar to Adolf Hitler's iconic moustache. A controversy over free speech and incitement began early last week when a poster featuring Netanyahu with a hangman's noose and another one of the Prime Minister in the nude were displayed at Jerusalem's Bezalel Art College. The artwork was heavily criticized by some politicians in both the coalition and opposition. Others, though, condemned the decision by the Attorney General to order that the student responsible be questioned. On Wednesday, students at the college staged a two-hour strike, protesting what they described as infringement of freedom of speech, after a female student was questioned by police under caution for creating the noose artwork. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, sculptor Itai Zalait temporarily erected a golden statue of the Prime Minister in Rabin Square. He said he was testing the limits of free expression. In the brief time before he removed it, the sculpture attracted a small crowd. One passerby pushed it over, and the municipality ordered its removal. Yael Dayan, an activist in Peace Now and a former chair of the Tel Aviv City Council, said that the sculpture represents a fingers up everyone's face. It conveyed the message, just as I'm king of Amona, I'm king of Tel Aviv. A police officer was stabbed in the head and lightly wounded in an attack near the Austrian hospice in the Old City of Jerusalem on Wednesday. Another officer was also very lightly wounded. The assailant was shot and mortally wounded. He was a 21-year-old Palestinian man from the Palestinian village of Beit Zurik, northwest of Jerusalem, who entered Israel without a permit. He was taken to Hadassah Hospital Mount Scopus in a critical condition. After extensive CPR attempts, doctors pronounced him dead. Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström told Palestinian officials during a visit to the West Bank on Friday that Sweden will seek to advance a UN Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlements when it assumes the council presidency in January. Wallström toured Ramallah and Bethlehem during her stay on Friday. Though she requested meetings with Israeli officials as well, she was rejected. Israeli officials have unofficially said the Swedish diplomat is unwelcome due to her controversial statements on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Meanwhile, the City Council of Tromsø in Norway adopted a resolution calling on residents to boycott products made in the West Bank, Eastern Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights. At 8:16 p.m. on Monday, Israel's newest and most advanced weapon, two F-35 stealth fighter jets, called here Adir, touched down at Nevatim Air Base near Beersheba. After its departure late afternoon from Italy was delayed 6 hours due to fog. A welcoming ceremony, which was set to start at 2 p.m., began at 7:30 instead, with thousands of grateful attendees, including President Reuven Rivlin, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot, U.S. Secretary of State Ashton Carter, and U.S. Ambassador Dan Shapiro. Secretary of Defense Carter, visiting Israel on a two-week global tour, said the United States will continue to provide Israel with the most advanced capabilities, including more F-35s, to sharpen Israel's military qualitative edge. With the turmoil in the region, we are more dedicated than ever before Israel's security, and America's pledge to defend Israel's security remains unwavering. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.